Hi everyone, welcome back to my English studying podcast. This is episode number 3, Listen to English. And as the topic says, today I want to focus on listening. So let's start right now and go to the techniques part. So well, I want to tell you about my personal experience with listening. Well, I think that listening is very important, and also it is one of the easiest way to learn English or to learn any foreign language, I think, because it is actually effortless. Because but you have to understand that you don't need to understand everything that you listen to, and that is what my teacher says me, that you need to just listen. And if you, especially if you're living in a non-English language, English speaking country, so you have to create the environment, English environment. So immersion in this case is very important. You can listen to radio when you're doing something, when you're, I don't know, washing dishes or cleaning your apartment. Just listen to radio, and there is a lot of internet radios that are available online, and you can easily listen to them. But what I want to tell you about today is a podcast. So you're listening now. You're listening to my podcast. Well, I'm not a podcaster now, but there is a lot of interesting podcasts on the internet, and not only about English, but podcasts about English are very interesting. I know many interesting of them, and I'll tell about them today, the resources. Well, so if you're listening to this podcast, then you probably know what the podcast is. And some people say that podcasts made a revolution in the journalism or on the internet. I don't know. The fact is there are a lot of interesting podcasts, and whatever you are interested in, maybe it is science, maybe, I don't know, cooking or something else, I'm sure that you can find a podcast for you and listen to things that are interesting to you. So you don't need to listen to audiobooks, of course, audiobooks are good to listen to, but you know that audiobooks is not a life actual language that people speak. So the podcast gives you ability to listen to the living language, and it is usually free. Podcasts are free. So what I want to tell you about is how to organize your podcast, because for example, if you listen to more than 2 podcasts, 3 or 5 podcasts, then at some moment you will realize that you can't keep, you're losing track of things, so you do not remember which episode of which podcast you have already listened to and which is not. So you need a software to organize this. Maybe you listen this them at your computer, but usually people listen to podcasts on the way. So they are using the flash players or phones or anything else. So I want to tell you about the program, a software which is named GPodder. GPodder, you can find the link in my my blog in the transcription to this episode. And GPodder is a software that helps you to organize your podcasts. And maybe you're using iTunes, and I know that iTunes has some podcast stuff, yeah, and they have the catalog, the directory of the podcast, but well, I never used iTunes, and if you don't want to use this huge application because it's heavy, and if your computer is not doesn't have enough resources, or you just don't want to waste your resources on such thing as update keeping track of your podcast subscriptions, so you may use Gpod. And I tried many programs to organize my podcasts, and I found that Gpod is the best because it's light application, and it does, I think, everything that you can do with podcast subscriptions. So, for example, I'll tell you about features that I found most interesting about it. Gpod can automatically download podcasts. It's a basic feature, and everyone can do this. But also, it allows you to mark some podcasts as read. So, for example, you listen to the podcast and you're marking it as read. So you don't need to delete it, because maybe you want to listen to it again, but you need to mark somehow that you listened to it already. And marking as read is do this thing. Because other programs that I used, they haven't this feature. So if you listen to the podcast and you want to know that you listened to it, then you should either remember or delete it, and therefore you are unable to listen to it again. Okay. The next feature is synchronizing. So you can synchronize downloaded episodes of the podcast to your flash player or your iPod, and Gpod both supports both MTP players and MSC players. If you don't know what this is, don't bother about it. But if your player, you don't have to bothering with this. So, maybe I missed something. But you can try and you can find other things that I haven't told you about. Well, and Gpod also has a catalog of podcasts. And it's not only the catalog, but it's a web service for free, free service, and also Gpod is a free software, so you can use it on your, it's cross-platform, so you can use it on your Windows or Mac or Linux or whatever. And Gpod.net is a web service which helps you to synchronize your podcasts with different devices. So you can have many computers, and this service allows you to manage subscriptions. So you can download some episodes on one computer and some podcasts, and you can download others on another computer, and this all will be organized. And also Gpod.net has a directory of podcasts, so you don't need to Google for cooking podcast. You just go there and gpod.net/directory and searching there's a category there, for example the education category, where there are a lot of podcasts about English study. And here is the links. I've put post link there, and you can go and check them out. Well, this is all for techniques today, and let's go to the phrasal verbs. The first phrasal verb I want to tell you about today is cross mind. Well, it sounds as cross your mind. And what is it about? If an idea or thought crosses your mind, you think about it for a short time. And I'm about to give you examples. The thought did cross my mind that she might be taking drugs. Nah, that's not quite a good example, maybe. It's quite negative, but okay. And another example. The idea of failure never crossed his mind. So, yeah, as it says, when something came into your mind and then goes away, this is cross your mind. Okay, another phrasal verb is knuckle down. To knuckle down means to start working hard on something. An example. I want you to knuckle down to your work and stop worrying about the past. Come on, knuckle down, get busy. It's such a good example. And you can find more information about it on phrases.org.uk, the link I posted in my blog. And and there you can find where this phrasal, actually it's okay, where this phrasal verb is comes from. But they say there that it is not a phrasal verb, it's actually an idiom. So I don't know, I've spotted this into Longman Brook, so they say that it is a phrasal verb. And well, what can I say about it more? Well, I don't have something about, I have no vocabulary today. It doesn't mean, of course, that there wasn't difficult words that I haven't remember this week, but well, I don't think that there are some of them that I want to discuss with you. So just nothing interesting. So let's go to the resources section of my podcast. And well, I have some resources here, and most of them are about listening. Yeah, today we're talking about listening. So the first is a podcast, ESL podcast, English as a Second Language podcast, which is hosted by Dr. Jeff McQuillan. And well, I think that this is where you should start with if you want to listen to English studying podcast. Not mine, but try the podcast by Jeff McQuillan. Well, maybe sometimes it's not well, I don't think that some episodes of his podcast, they contain a vocabulary that, well, I don't think that I need it. I need to study them at the moment. Well, but okay, who knows? I don't know what to criticize, because that's a good podcast and you definitely should listen to it, try to it, to listen to it. And it is humorous and it's very interesting. So go to the ESLPOD.com and listen. Well, next is spotlightradio.net. Spotlight Radio is a podcast. Sorry about this. I'm drinking water. Well, Spotlight Radio is a podcast for beginners and elementary learners, I think, because it has a full transcript of every podcast. And also, the hosters are speaking slow, and you can easily understand what they are talking about. And well, what else elementary learners need? I don't know. Yeah, and ESL podcast is more for intermediate, at least intermediate students, I think. Okay, what else? Also, the podcast podcastinenglish.com. Actually, I found it when I was looking for material for this podcast, for this episode, and well, I haven't tried it yet, but it looks like it has podcasts for different levels, for elementary, for pre-intermediate, intermediate, and upper intermediate students, and so. Well, I don't know what to say more about it, sorry. And if you want to listen to radio, I will recommend you to listen to CBS. CBS.ca is a Canadian, I don't know what stands for CBS, maybe it's a Canadian Broadcasting Center, I'm not sure, but I found it interesting. I mean, Radio 1, they have three radios there, radio waves, and you can listen to it for free over the internet. And I found Radio 1 is interesting. And also, my teacher said that Canadian people, and they have a natural North American accent. So it is good for listening, because I don't know, it's maybe depends on person, I don't know, hearing or something else, or what you listened before, but I'm finding difficult to listen to British people, and not only British, I don't know. So England and Ireland, and they all have different accents, and they are difficult to understand for me. So, and Canadian and American people, they are easier. That's my, I don't know, personal experience and my opinion. So, well, that's probably all that I wanted to say to you today. I'm kind of busy this week, and I'll be busy next week too, because my summer examinations are finally all take place on next Wednesday and Friday. So wish me luck, and keep tuned, listen to my next podcast, and probably it will be more informative than this one. I have some interesting tell you about, but hadn't enough time to prepare, so hopefully next time. Well, see you, good luck with your studying, and return here again, listen to me again next time. Oh, good luck, see you, bye bye.